This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, does the bad in this mean just bad or like in trouble? Or actually, both could pertain to the Sixers right now. Both do. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio coming up at 2. Afternoon show live from Clearwater. They're going to have a great show for you. Larry Boa, Jesus Lazardo, T-Mac. Keep listening for their show live from Clearwater. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Let's do a quick rock bottom check-in. We always do Clearwater check-ins, but the Sixers have given us a lot of rock bottom check-ins. So what do we have today? We have more on Joel Embiid here. Maybe what's to come for Joel Embiid and the future of his knee here.
Most teams and agents will have you get a second and third. And if it's Joel Embiid, fourth, fifth, like
20.
And I've talked to Joel about this. He's thought about going to Germany and doing the Kobe shots. He's thought about, like, so there's different methods and ways to manage your pain. But when it comes down to this and it's something that's surgically required to fix it, you have to do it. And now
I
think punting the season, obviously, it took a little bit of time. But seeing where they are now, this is the right move.
So that was Chandler Parsons, former NBA player. I think he was early on they should punt the season. I remember us playing audio of him like in November.
A few people said that.
Yep. But Hugh, that's look, I have no idea where Joel's health goes from here, but that's been one of those things where I remember when that first started, what was it, 15 years ago? Kobe, Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. At that time, it was more like, whoa, what's going on? But now, you know, the concept of the blood spinning therapy is...
PRP.
It's caught on.
Yep. Plasma-rich platelet or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do that when they, you know, you try to grow your hair back. They put that, they do that PRP stuff. Yeah, it's supposed to.
You know anything about that?
Yeah, I did the plugs. Them things. You almost made me cuss. Them things hurt, bruh. Like, those things hurt. Like, that's one of the things you say, how bad you want it? How bad do you want hair? Not that bad. Not that bad. I don't want it that bad. I mean, it's, you know, for the guys that want it. I mean, and I'm not trying to disparage anybody that does it. I didn't want it that bad. I'm okay being bald. I'm okay with that.
You okay with it or you resigned to it?
No, it hurt. It hurt bad. I don't care what nobody say, dog.
Actually, this feels like a theme for the show today. Are you okay with the quiet off season or are you resigned to it? Hughes resigned to it. I'm not okay with it. All right, so we have that. Then, of course, Maxi got hurt last night. So we're dealing with the back and a finger now.
Yeah, he was man down
for real. Can we shut him down, too? I have a request I don't know if anyone's going to object to. Can we cancel the rest of the Sixers season? I just don't play the games anymore.
Listen. I'm about to say something. This is no way, shape, or form disrespectful to anybody.
Okay.
Mike Tirico did a good job, man.
He did. Well, Mike Tirico is a great.
I mean, it was. Yeah. And no disrespect to Kate, because she does a hell of a job. But it was. I mean, he did a good job.
So I was reading the story yesterday. Why he kind of parachuted in? Because I was like, why would Mike Tirico be doing a Sixers-Blazers game between two bad teams in the middle of March? So NBC's got the rights to the NBA starting next year, but Mike hasn't done NBA in a while, so it feels like they just want him to get some reps. So
he's going to get the chops back.
Yeah, so he's going to parachute in and just like fill in a night here and there in different NBC markets. But last night, you're right, Hugh. It was fun listening to Mike Tirico call the game. Not as fun, at least. Go ahead.
The Maxi injury is the type of thing that pisses me off because... What?
I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
There's no other shoe. Like, it's aggravating. If the Sixers are going to do this half-assed tank, but play some of their best players and risk him getting injured, like, a back injury is no joke.
I got it. But it's just the way you said it, though.
Well, the Sixers deserve all the anger.
Yeah. But, it's a farce. The fact that they would let Tyrese Maxey go out there and continue to put his body at risk in a season that is clearly not going to amount to anything.
Oh, my gosh. Is that many?
I think it's like 20.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, come on.
How many games I go to this year? What? I got to go to one. I don't even think we went to one game.
You don't have to.
I'm out on that.
No, I think we did go to one game. I think me and I went to one. I think we went to one.
I don't
remember, but I do remember they lost. I think they lost.
You're right. They have 22 basketball games.
Yeah,
left?
They got like 20 some games.
Is my math on that correct?
I'm gonna go support.
It's 22 too many.
Oh, I'm gonna go support.
Gosh, that's so many games.
The only good thing about this,
you could be all right over there.
We're not gonna make it.
But no,
wait till we get to the next part.
No, I want to go and see if they got some of that stuff that they have in there selling on sale. I just want to see if I can catch.
You're going to buy tickets to a game
No, I just want some gear on discount because they can't be in there head cracking folks like they used to for that product. They can't be.
Not for this team.
It has to be a flash sale going on somewhere.
Come on down to the Sixers game, flash sale on jerseys. Get your Paul George.
No, my dentist told me yesterday, she said, do you know that? The Sixers, they got tickets for like $1.
Yeah, well, on the secondary market. They're lucky to get that right now.
So, I'm just looking. Like, you can go in there and clean up on Sixers gear if you want to. Because, I mean, they probably giving that stuff away.
He was going to be knocking on the door. Sales?
I'm going to get a couple hoodies or something.
Even if I paid $1, I'd want a refund.
$1. They selling NBA tickets for $1, dog.
Well,
you can't even get a hot dog nowadays for $1.
NBA tickets is generous at this point.
No, that is true. I also question if the guy in charge of the team even knows what's going on with the prices, but we do know what Daryl Morey has been doing in his spare time. Kyle sent me this last night. I guess he liked on Instagram a photo of I don't know who this person is.
Tasha?
Yes.
She got nice ass, though. I mean, when I saw the picture, I'm single. I ain't got nobody I got to answer to. And the first thing that I saw when I saw the picture, I was like, dang, she got a nice little ass on her. That was my first thought. I'm sorry. I'm going to hell, but I thought it. You really can't be mad at him for liking that picture.
No, I mean, he can like whatever he wants.
She got some nice cheeks, though. She has some nice little cheeks.
Nobody's mad at him. He's a grown man. He can like what he wants.
He's a grown married man.
But the problem is...
And his team is on his...
That's it.
Is in shambles.
The Sixers have had many issues.
And you're on social media liking booty pics.
There's nothing like...
Yeah, it's stupid time. You know what I mean?
There's nothing like people in position with the Sixers acting up on social media. I mean, that's been a tried and true thing for a long time.
I didn't think you was going to bring that up.
Well, I didn't say any names.
Lo and behold.
I didn't say any names. I mean, is he Daryl the first, person of power in the Sixers organization to act up on social media?
No, that other story you told me. Yeah, that was.
Well, then you had the Colangelo one before that with the burner accounts. I mean, those guys are wild.
Hey, man, what you like.
Doc Rivers with an all-time.
So you going to name names. So I just kept it
While we're in the business.
Joe, you know what's funny? Joe knew what I was talking about. You just put a name to it.
I've been around a long time. Trust me.
Let that one die right there. All right, there's our rock bottom chicken on the Sixers. And now we go to Dave in Bethlehem, who has Hugh Douglas memorabilia. What's up, Dave?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So I actually was at the game on October 1st, 1995, at the Meadowlands, Hugh's rookie season. Oh. And in the game program, Hugh, do you set a memorabilia from that game?
Man, you know what? I was going through my stuff. I have a few Jets things, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, because on page 104 and 105, double insert in the middle, it's Q&A with Hugh Douglas.
Oh, my goodness. This is gold. read one to us.
Okay, so the first one here is, what do you enjoy most about football? Do you remember that answer, Hugh?
Uh-uh.
Okay, answer. Here you go. The thing I love to do the most is rush the passer.
That makes sense.
That sound like me.
That man is a long way gone.
I love the 1-on-1 battle between you and a tackle.
A man whoop a man.
and blowing his chest out or blowing his back out.
Did I say blowing?
Whoa.
He uses that in a different context.
Well,
and thus the Sean King sack was born.
You know what's funny? That does sound like something I would say. But see, back then in 1995, it didn't mean the same thing.
It's
different now.
It's awesome. It's like, and the next time he sets up to pass, he always wonder if you're coming.
Yeah, oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, that sounds like me. I was very descriptive on that day.
You sure you weren't thinking about something else?
No, I'm just saying. That was the one-on-one battle.
Yeah, times were different. Sure it was 1995.
He said, yeah, it was a different time.
They got thick wood hard.
And it's better. That's the part of the game I like the most. Once I sink my teeth into him, he's mine.
I said all that.
Wow,
that's very descriptive.
Dude, it is. Yeah.
I don't know, dog.
Are you writing a poem there?
I don't know. I don't know, Dave. You might be laying it on a little thick.
No, I believe Dave wholeheartedly.
I have to mail you this to you. I'll mail it to you.
Oh, okay, we got to see.
We need to see.
Yeah,
this.
Dave. Yeah. That is great stuff, Dave. We appreciate it. That's good. So when I saw Dave was on the board there with his memorabilia, I started to search eBay Hugh Douglas to see what came up.
What we got?
Well, the Philly goat shirts with the hairline.
With the receding
hair. Yeah, those are my favorites. Also, there's a lot of photos or I guess cards of you with the Jets. You got a little fluffy with the Jets.
No, I was like my second year?
Yeah, one of them, yeah.
Well, no, that's
you look more like a DT than a DN.
Yeah, I was a little short and pudgy.
Yeah, well the arms, you know.
Then I came to the Eagles and I started working out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when you know got tired of getting hurt all the time.
That's when you started unloading
on people.
King drops the throw. Just as he let the ball
that
go,
is funny.
Didn't let it go. This might be the Eagles' ball. I think it is.
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
That was what you did.
Do you remember that Q&A?
I do not. I remember one time. I forgot the book, but they said I came. I remember somebody said I came to New York with about as much flair as a pair of tube socks. I do remember that.
And someone I can't remember. Someone wrote that about you?
Yeah, because they were like, because I was, you know, I mean, I'm not too far from what I was back then. So he came to New York with the flair of a pair of tube socks or something like that.
I got to try to find out that
well,
column.
It's because, man, I mean, you know, I was afraid of New York when I got there. Like, that's when I told you the story about my first time on 42nd Street. Remember when I told you that?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't tell it on the air. But yeah, it was different. And at that point, I was afraid of New York. Because everything that they said, it was like, bright lights, big city, and you know, you would go down certain streets in New York where it didn't seem like a whole lot was going on, and then all of a sudden you're in the life of a party, like the Meatpacking District. There was a lot of places down there you could go hang out. Yeah, I know it sounds funny now, right? But there were like clubs and stuff, like certain areas, it's the Meatpacking District that at night they turned into clubs or whatever.
And
it was different. Lather Vaseline on me. Yeah, it was different.
Yeah,
it was different. Man.
Sounds different.
I did find this. I think we brought this up before. I found the old Daily News column. Hugh on his weight to huge Jet defensive about poundage.
Oh my!
They really got on you for coming into camp a little overweight.
Oh,
there.
Oh, dog! That was my first year, and that was my first off season, and I never forget it. I remember what was her name? But I was trying. That was when I was in the courting somebody. We used to go out to eat like all the time. I can't remember her name, though.
So, man, I don't know who wrote this, but they, first of all, they crushed you for gaining weight over the summer. Then they questioned how tall you were listed as.
Yeah, not that tall. No, dude, I came back, and I remember, who was it, Coach Kotite. He was like, dude, what were you doing? You're so fat. And they wouldn't let me go home. I had to stay.
Here's this how the article starts. One Jet who may have enjoyed the bye week and a little too much was rookie defensive end Hugh Douglas. Line mates Marvin Washington and Kurt Barber were all over the number one pick yesterday when he weighed in at 280 pounds.
Yeah, I was fat.
Washington said, man, he's going to play nose tackle. He'll wind up on the offensive line. And then this one. Douglas is generously listed at 6'2", even though he may be a shade under 6 feet.
No, well, that's like 6'1".
Oh, they got you.
No, Kotite had a fit, and he was like, you can't go back home. He said, you can't go home. And I had to stay. That was the first training camp, and I had to stay the whole time. that I was there. Had to stay.
Well, they had to get you in shape.
Yeah, I was, ooh, man, I was eating good, eating steak all the time, eating scrimps. Was out there, had a little money in my pocket. But I should have known something was up because I bought one of them little ass sports cars, right?
How'd that work out?
And I had to pour myself into it, like, every time. It didn't register. You know what I mean?
Oh, you didn't realize it, like, the...
Oh, no, because that was my first... You got to understand. That was my first offseason in Atlanta. That was her name. Carla Stokes. That was her name.
Was that a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. At the time, I remember meeting Carla at the Kroger. And she walked out. I remember she was coming, like, this... Like, I don't remember a whole lot. But I remember when I met Carla, had that pretty brown skin. She had on a white, one of them white silk tops and some leather pants.
Save it, buddy.
Yeah.
We're about to be off.
She probably, like, I don't know what she's doing now, but yeah, Carla.
Relax over there, Daryl.
No, I'm just saying. No, you know how, like seriously, though. There's one woman that every man remembers exactly the day that he met her, and it was in front of the Kroger. Carla Stokes.
Excuse me?
Carla Stokes. Like, it's one woman. Like, it might be your wife. It might be your significant. But you remember the exact day you met her and what you were doing. And I was, like, that's when I was in shape. But then when we started hanging out, you know, I was courting her, taking her out to eat all the time.
Yeah, and you got fluffy.
And then I, like, started having to breathe heavy when I was jumping in the little ass car.
You two were Daryl.
It all comes full circle back to Daryl.
I don't know why I'm so tired. Oh,
and they thought you were going to play offensive line. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, Kyle, why don't you tell everyone how they can win a great basketball trip?
Yeah, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. Enter now with the keyword brick at 94WIP.com for your chance to win.
Yeah, this segment has been off the walls. Yeah, let's go to Ken in Cinnamon. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
I have to commend you. This is one of the most entertaining afternoons of radio here on WIP that I've heard. So this is good stuff. You know, first of all, Kyle, don't worry. Nobody believes you got multiple women, so you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, that's good.
Your defense on that is an easy one. Ken gave you the out. Yeah,
as long as my girlfriend doesn't.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about the one you have chained up in your basement because she's got nothing to worry about. And then some of the calls this afternoon, so we had one caller that called WIP just to say that he's usually wrong. We had another caller that called to suggest that Myles Garrett will take, you know, $15 or $20 million less to come play for the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is entertainment. I'll
tell
you what.
It's been a bad day.
So, listen, when we watched this team play this past season, it was only a few weeks ago when it ended, right? One of the things that kind of gave you that nice, warm, you know, feeling inside was knowing that basically the entire core of this team is under contract next year. So when you've got the entire core of the best team in the NFL already under contract, what is it you're trying to do in the offseason? I mean, look, I know we feel like Zach Vaughn just fell out of the sky and nobody knew who he was and he just came out of nowhere. But look, when they signed him, the timing of them signing him, they signed him the same day and they announced it the same day they announced Saquon and Bryce Huff.
That's true, yeah. Now,
right? So that immediately had me saying, well, why would they do that right now and going to find out who Zach Vaughn was? So that was, you know, a year ago when I was telling the morning show guys, look, this guy is going to be Vic Fangio's next Andrew Van Ginkel. Physically, he profiled just so. The guy didn't come out of nowhere. He's a good football player, and I actually did see him play at Wisconsin because I go to at least one Badger game a year because my best friend lives out there. But he's the most important guy to sign. And so, Joe, kind of semantics on whether or not you think it constitutes a big offseason if you re-sign a guy who was already on your team. You know, to me, that's a very important move, but that's not an active offseason, right? That is just keeping one of the core players of a team that's largely under contract. So that's why you go out and you lock these guys up to contracts early on in the process rather than letting them get to the end of a contract like, you know, Jerry Jones does with everybody. Because that way you look at the best team in the NFL and say, this is the best team in the NFL, and basically the whole team is under contract for next year. So this notion that Kyle said it earlier, the Lions are going to pass us, the Commanders are going to pass us. No, they're not. First of all, the Eagles have a better coaching staff than the Lions do. The Eagles have a better coaching staff than the Commanders do. And the Eagles have more good players than both of those. So if they just keep the core together, which is mostly under contract, you re-sign Zach Bond. Look, Milton Williams is a nice player, but the fact of the matter is Milton Williams plays 15, 16 snaps a game. Like, that's not irreplaceable in the grand scheme of things. And if somebody else is going to pay him $88 million a year the way somebody paid Javon Hargrave $88 million a year, whatever it was they signed him for, then fine, let them overpay him. The 49ers are in purgatory because they either have to pay their quarterback or they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, and they're probably about to pay the quarterback a lot of money. That's probably coming soon.
And they're going to overpay for Brock Purdy. And I just want to get this on the record, and I hope he's listening. Deebo Samuel stinks. Deebo Samuel is the most overrated player in the NFL. So if the offseason's over and the Commanders are like, hey, look at what we did. We went out and got this slow, fat guy who can't run routes, isn't very good. That's the missing piece. I'm going to feel pretty good about him.
I agree. If that's all they do and they don't upgrade that defense much, then I agree with you, Ken. Yeah, I think the Washington roster is more behind the Eagles than other people do. And Ken, we appreciate it. The Lions are pretty close. I mean, they were the two best teams in the NFC.
That's the one you worry about there.
If they get Garrett, that could be a problem because they're also getting, like you mentioned earlier here, they're getting Aiden Hutchinson back.
Yeah.
And he was headed for the Defensive Player of the Year before he got hurt. Didn't he have he had six sacks in one game early in the season.
Yeah, he was ridiculous.
Yeah, so like the Lions at the end, the Eagles were better then. If the Lions have Hutchinson and Miles Garrett, that's a problem.
Yeah, they got a little bit of a
problem. Now, they did lose both coordinators, so we'll see what they are
and
with
that. And that defense played hard. Yeah. They played extremely hard.
Yeah, now there's no more Aaron Glenn or Ben Johnson, so we got to see how Dan Campbell adapts over that. But we shall see. But you know what I'm going to do this afternoon? I'm going to be listening to the afternoon show. They got a big one coming up live from Clearwater. Larry Boa to join those guys and Jesus Lizardo, who I've never really heard give an interview before. I'm excited to hear from Jesus Lizardo and I believe also T-Mac. So a lot of Phillies talk coming your way next. Afternoon show is live in Clearwater.
I won the poll, by the way.
What's that?
Put that out there.
You won the poll.
Yeah, I won. Thank you. Thank you for all the people.
Every caller counts as three votes.
Thank you for everybody that voted.
Play them off like the Oscars. Play them off. We're done. Afternoon show next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!